Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Well, hello there. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want to welcome you to the show today. I've got some exciting information to share with you. We're talking about, obviously, we're into 2010, so first thing is Happy New Year to you. Number two is we're going to talk about really reviewing, repositioning, and recommitting to your goals, your objectives, to your dreams, your visions, your ideas. We've got some callers that will be joining us, some women who have been a part of Woman Act Now and how goal setting is going to help them. They're going to talk a little bit about how goal setting will help them to achieve their dreams and visions and how it's helped them in 2009. But today is all about reviewing, repositioning, and recommitting. You know, one of the things that when we talk about Woman Act Now, you can go to our website at womanactnow.com. I'm Coach Anna McCoy, and my whole objective is helping people to execute on their dreams and visions. They call me the world's execution coach. And basically what that means is I coach people all over the world via internet technology, through Skype, through using the video cams, whatever's necessary, by whatever means necessary. That's how we're going to get to you. So we're excited about what's going on in our organization, Woman Act Now, and want to invite you to be a part of it. But let me go over a couple of things, and then I'm going to invite some individuals to the show to talk about goal setting, and that's what this is really about. When we look at what did we plan to do in 2009, what didn't we finish in 2009, because Woman Act Now, our theme this year is finish it. You know, if you can create it, you can write it, you can finish it. And so we want you to be people, or women who will be women who can execute on your ideas. And so everything, the underlying portion of what we talk about here at Woman Act Now, is really about your ability to be able to execute on your ideas. So when we think about execution is really the key to getting life done. And execution will push you through the gap between your ideas and those ideas being converted into concrete action. And one of the most powerful words I believe that I can share with you today is the word conversion. When you think about reviewing what you've done, what you wanted to do, what goals and objectives you might have had for 2009, I want to ask you this question. Were you able to convert? And your ability to convert is being able to change an idea from just a thought to something of material value, an opportunity of value for your life. And so when we think about that, we're going to review that today. What did you want to do that you couldn't convert, that you couldn't convert the right relationship? You didn't have the relational currency. You didn't have the intellectual currency. You didn't have the financial currency to convert that thing into an opportunity of value. So when we think about execution, I'm convinced that most of us are not as good as we can be because of poor execution. So we want to help you be a great executor so that you can begin to really start to achieve the things you want in life. Execution and innovation are really two necessary ingredients for you to be able to achieve your dreams and visions. And we're talking about today also goal setting, and it's so important that you set goals. 97% of people who set their goals will usually achieve them versus 97%, almost 100% of those who don't, they won't. But you know what? The statistics are even more striking is that only about 3% of us actually set goals and achieve them. And you wonder why there are so few people who are the world's wealthiest when you look at 1%, 2%, or 3% of the world's population who set goals, who stay focused. Listen, we can be those people too. Now, we may not be the most wealthiest, we may not be the richest, but we certainly can be better in our world. We can be the top in our world, and that's your worldview, the people that are in your circles of influence, the people that are in your relationship, the world that you know. You know, there's an Anna's world. There's a worldview because everybody in the world doesn't know about Coach Anna just yet, because she's working on creating an eternal brand. That's a brand that will live far beyond the lifespan that I will live, whether it be Woman Act Now, Man Act Now, Act Now. I'm hoping to create a brand that will have an eternal value to others far beyond the time that I live here upon the earth. So when we think about our ability to execute, a part of that is being people who will have goals, who will set goals for themselves. And when we think of that execution really is about being productive. But you can't be productive on something that you haven't set out to do or have as a goal. So that's why it's so important that you set your goals. I'm going to give you several tips today on goal setting and how you can set it, from creating lists and tasks. And I want to introduce you to a new product as well called the Action Day 2010. It is an Action Day planner. You can go to actionday.com and order that planner if you're going to be a part of some of the things that we're doing in Woman Act Now as it relates to setting goals. That's one of the tools that we're going to be using all year long. It's a simple process. If you've ever heard of Stephen Covey's example on the bucket, you know, can you get everything in this bucket, what he calls big rocks? You know, you've got to take care of the big rocks in your life. And big rocks are synonymous with projects and goals in your life. So we want you to take care of those big rocks. And then there are just some simple tasks that you need to do, from email to calling people back, you know, various things like that. We consider those the water, the sand, the stone that you would actually put into the bucket. So when you think about your bucket and being able to look at this product and be able to see what you're trying to do and see the goals that you've set for yourself, basically it's divided into four different parts. One is the bucket. And those are the big rocks. That's your weekly calendar, which we call, in Woman Act Now, your execution calendar. You're going to put all of those things that are the places you need to be, the people you need to meet with, whatever those major meetings or recurring events or appointments, you'll put that all there. Then you'll look at those goals and projects that you might have, those milestones, those things that you want to really accomplish only for the week. And this is what I thought was so interesting about the planner. Most times we're looking at our goals and our projects in really much, much longer term. But this is a short term. Let's just deal with what we have to work on as it relates to specific goals and projects this week. Then we'll determine what tasks are associated with those projects. And then there's the final bucket, which is called other people's buckets. And it also allows you to track what you delegate, which is an incredible, critically important ingredient in your ability to achieve your goals. So this is just some of it. I just got so much to tell you and so much to talk to you about. But I want to talk about reviewing for a second. And then we're going to, in about the next 5 minutes, we're going to invite some ladies to the show. Gloria Manfield, who is a member of Woman Act Now, we're going to invite her to the show, and we're going to just talk a little bit about her goal-setting techniques and what they've how it's been beneficial to her, and what she's learned within the Woman Act Now organization. But I want to start, first of all, in having you to review. Take a look and just think for a moment, what did you want to do in 2009? Were you able to accomplish that thing that you wanted to do? So let's just take an inventory and see how you did. I want you to think about what you plan to do and what life planned for you. This is often a step that many of us forget to evaluate, and that is when life deals you a plan, whether it be a death in your family, having to move, a loss of a job. I mean, we've all experienced a major hardship in 2009. So I want you to just take a moment to review where you may be in that process when it comes to your ability to having been able to achieve your goals. And when you review, I want you to think about what were some of the barriers that kept you from achieving those goals. Let's just think about that for a minute. Was it people? Was it the fact that you had a lack of resources? Was it, was it money? Was it skill? Was it commitment? Was it discipline? What was the barrier that threw you off track? I want you to just think about that, because you've got to understand that barrier that really kept you from achieving that goal. What was that point of frustration for you? Because we use the word frustration. We consider that word to be a word that when frustration arises, it is an emotion that identifies to you that, it, guess what? In fact, there is a barrier to a goal that you were trying to achieve. You were on your way to try to do something, but all of a sudden, when you feel that frustration, I want you to think about that emotion as now an indication that a barrier has positioned itself between what you want and where you want to be. And then I want you to think about, as you think about this, I want you to also think about the fact that as you think about that barrier, what kept you from achieving your goal? What kept you from getting to the end of the moment? I want you to write that down. I want you to just put on the list, put on the sheet of paper, big sheet of paper, put on there frustration. And I want you to start to identify those things that you believe when you feel that emotion, and whatever you might call frustration, I want you to put that on the sheet of paper, and I want you to identify the emotions or those things that you believe kept you from achieving that goal. Because guess what? If you don't take time to review what you really want, pull that old calendar out and start to look at what you did not do. So I want you to think about your goals and your objectives. You know, y'all see Shauna in the background, don't you? She's trying to creep around and everything. But she's back there. But here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think, when it comes to you reviewing, you've got to pull out that calendar, go back to that list that you created in 2009, start looking at why weren't you able to achieve that goal. So first we've got to do what? We've got to review. We've got to review where did we want to go and where did we end up. So the next thing I want you to think about, because if you don't review and don't check out the barriers or the frustrations that kept you from achieving that goal, then guess what? You will not know how to reposition. And that is the next step that is so important in this process when it comes to setting your goals for 2010. Can I get you to go back and just review what you wanted? Identify the frustrations or the barriers that kept you from achieving it. And then now we need to reposition. Now, what does that word reposition really mean? When I think about repositioning, I think about if you were to look at one specific thing that you really wanted, and if you can identify the barrier that kept you from achieving that thing, or it could be several barriers, then there are many things that you have to do. I want to give you at least 8 things that you can do to reposition yourself. Are you ready? I'm ready to give it to you. The first thing is repositioning occurs when you realize that what you are doing is not getting you where you want to go. So literally you have to reposition yourself put yourself in a new position, put yourself in a new relationship, put yourself in a new job, put yourself in a new car, whatever it is. You've got to reposition yourself in order to be able to move forward. Through careful evaluation, you can reposition yourself for success. Since it's already, now it's already January 2010. It's time to reposition if you haven't done so already. So here's some things I want you to consider. I want you to be absolutely honest about where you are today. Just think about it. Where are you today? Where are you in your mind? Where are you in your heart? I want you to be completely honest with yourself right here, right now, today. Are you really in the place that you want to be? Are you willing to commit? Are you willing to do what it takes to get through that execution gap? You know, and it's hard work to get through the gap because the valley of execution will wear you out. So are you ready to reposition? So the first thing you've got to do is just be honest with where you are today. Number two, I want you to evaluate whether your values are aligned with your actions. You know, and if you've read the book Woman Act Now, we spent the year talking about aligning our values, aligning our actions. And what I mean by that, values are the foundation of our lives. And if we can identify core values, those things that are important to us, those things that we believe, then we begin to attach those to the next step, which is our belief system. Because if you believe that you can do it, if you believe that you were created for greatness, if you believe in yourself, and you've built the confidence that you of that value of being, let's say, for instance, a woman of excellence. That is your value. But do you believe it? You have to believe it, because the only way that you can begin to behave in a way that will demonstrate what you value is that you must believe that you are a woman of excellence. And I've told this story before, is that the spirit of excellence will speak to you. And this is an example, simple example. And you'll notice it now going forward after hearing this story. When you're walking down the street, or you're walking in your home, or you're at your office place and you see a piece of paper, it doesn't matter what it is. The spirit of excellence will say to you, pick it up. Now, either you will ignore it or you will pick it up. You might say, well, it's not my paper. Well, guess what? The spirit of excellence accepts no excuses. It doesn't matter that it's not yours, but can you find a way to pick it up and still be excellent? You may not want to touch it, so pick up another sheet of paper and cover it and pick it up and throw it away. So when you hear that little voice say to you, pick it up, you're going to just say, Coach is all up on the inside of me. Yes, I am, because guess what? If we are women who value being women of excellence, we believe that we can demonstrate excellence, then guess what? Our behavior must align with our actions. So I want you to go back today and think about, are your values and your actions aligning? Is your behavior a demonstration of what you believe and what you value? The next one is determine what is important to you now based on what you currently know. Now, what I mean by that, guess what? A year ago, you might have wanted to do something. You might have set a goal to achieve something. But because of new information, it may not be as important to you as it was a year ago. So I want to encourage you, based on what you know today, determine what's important to you now based on the information that you have. Number four, consider what you would choose if you could do anything if money and health were not an issue. That's always a question I think we should ask ourselves, whether it's at the beginning of the year, whether it's in the next quarter, whether it's the next quarter, third, fourth quarter, is ask ourselves, what is that one thing or two things that we would do if money and health were not an issue? If we had everything we needed, what would we do? That will help you to determine if your values are truly aligning with your actions. Because that, when you answer that question, you start to think of things that all of a sudden, you know what? That money doesn't matter, because guess what? I have everything I need. You have to get your imagination to that place so you can move beyond the barriers and decide what it is you truly are to do in life. Number five, reprioritize what is important in your work, your family, and your spiritual life. And we're talking about repositioning. repositioning yourself for good success. And how will you do that? You'll be honest with yourself today. You'll evaluate your values. You will determine what's really important to you now based on new information, and you'll consider what you would choose to do if money and health were not an option. You'll reprioritize what is important in your work, in your family, in your spiritual life. You'll learn to say no and mean it. That is number six. That is probably one of the greatest things that you can learn. The greatest talent that you can perfect is learning how to say no and meaning it. When it comes to letting your ideas live, letting your dreams live, you've got to be a person who can learn how to say no. Because guess what? The currency that you have in order to meet your goals in life is time. Time is your currency. What will you choose to do with it? Will you give it to someone else, or will you choose to use it for your very best? Number seven, choose to be great in a few things rather than many. I have a young lady on the line today, Miss Juanita Fleming, and she her note, or we had a conversation with Coach, and she talked about, I want to be a master of one thing and not a jack of all things or a jackie of all things. You're going to hear from her today as well. Then I want you to do this last thing, is eliminate the clutter, which includes people and things in your life. One of the best things we can do at the beginning of the year is clean up, declutter, give away something, get rid of something. So this is all about your repositioning. And then finally, the third one, which is recommit. We want you to recommit. Once you've identified those things, once you've reviewed your goals, once you've determined that you're going to reposition yourself, I want you to recommit to writing that book, recommit to that relationship, recommit to starting that business, even though it's tough. I want you to take a minute just to think about the things that you want to recommit to. And that's what this show is all about today. Reviewing, first of all, it's reviewing, repositioning, and recommitting to those things that are most important to you. So I like to talk about goals and why goals are so important, and I want to invite Gloria to the show.
This is Gloria.
Yeah. Hi, Gloria. Well, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me today.
You are very welcome. Well, I'm excited to have you. Can you hear me, Gloria?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
All right. I want to talk to Gloria, and Gloria and I, we had an opportunity to speak early this morning on our Woman Act Now prayer. But, Gloria, how long have you been a part of Woman Act Now?
You know, it is such a blessing, and I call it divine appointment because I was looking for an organization where I could be with other like minds, because they say a birds of a feather flock together. And so I've been with Women Act Now since October. At that time, I was recently laid off from work, and so it was a point of my life where I desperately needed to be with a group so that I could uplift myself and pursue the dreams and set the goals and go about the business that has been buried in my heart.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about, I believe, the day you got your pink slip. Is that the day that we talked?
Well, it's interesting because the week before I attended a wonderful conference, and that's where I had an opportunity to be introduced to Women Act Now from a women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting there, I was just so intrigued by all the information that was presented. And so I signed up for being a member of Women Act Now. And then a couple of days later, I got the pink slip.
Okay.
And so with that in hand, I knew then I had to get about doing the business of Character Avenue and also going about making things possible. And the first step for me was setting my goals to make things happen.
Okay.
And so being able to be connected with an organization and glean from all the information, even listening to you right now, it is so crucial because it's helping me to really put together a plan, to have a clear vision, to have a plan of action, to be able to execute things and to make those things possible.
Well, let's talk about your. We had an opportunity to share briefly. One of our ladies brought, or actually our team brought something to my attention, and right away I called you. And I want to relate that incident to setting goals. How important is it to you, do you believe, to set goals in life?
Well, it's very important because the thing is, if you want anything in life, this is what I've learned. You have to run your life like a business.
Mm.
And in order to do that, you have to set goals because that's what businesses do. And
yes,
if you want to achieve extraordinary, you cannot be ordinary, and so you have to go about setting the goals.
All right, so now talk to me about that situation when I called you about you had an opportunity, and I really called to share with you or to motivate you or to encourage you to be better prepared for your next opportunity.
Absolutely.
And the call that we had, the conversation we had, or the coaching call, how did that impact you as it related to setting a goal for your next meeting?
Well, it's interesting because what I gleaned from that, you have to be ready for every opportunity because you never know when opportunity knocks at your door. And so I'll give you an example. What even happened yesterday, I attended a business luncheon yesterday, and going back to being prepared from the opportunity of talking with you a few weeks ago that allowed me to be ready, not knowing what was in store. And sure enough, I had been knocking on the doors of this particular person for several months. And, of course, you know, there's always a gatekeeper. There's a gatekeeper. And this luncheon that I went to yesterday, I'm a frequent participant of this group. And lo and behold, when I walked in yesterday to attend the monthly meeting, the person that I was trying to talk to several months down the road, for the first time, they were part of this.
Mm.
And I was ready.
Okay.
I was prepared because going back, I had set the goals. I had the preparation in place of just everything that I needed to do, not knowing divine appointment would happen at this business luncheon. And there it was. My opportunity came because I was prepared. I was able to make that connection.
Well, let me ask this question. That's awesome. Let me ask this question of you. What happens to you, or can you give us an example of what might have happened to you if you were not prepared with not prepared because you didn't set any realistic goals? For example, before you answer that question, I want to define and clarify also, when we talk about goal setting, it is it's not just for major projects. It could just be that you're looking at a particular situation and you want to make sure that you have done everything that you need to do, whether it's a checklist, but that's a part of goal setting. Does that make sense, Gloria?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so when I ask you the question, talk to me about what happens when you don't set goals.
Well, what happens is you're not prepared because you never know when you step out. For instance, I'm an entrepreneur, and so by not being prepared, by going to different functions, when I'm out there networking and trying to present the business that I have, because it's so crucial to have everything in place. And so if I had not had my flyers, my brochures, my business cards, even samples of my products with me, that would have lost an opportunity for the potential contacts that I've been hoping and dreaming for.
So Gloria, are you telling me then that you've now set goals to make sure that you have a certain amount of information, you have how you're going to handle certain situations?
Absolutely. When the curtain is open,
yes,
and it's time to put on that presentation, I am ready.
All right. Well,
because you don't get a second chance.
You don't get a second chance. You don't get a second chance, but you sometimes get second effort. And that's a difference there. My husband and I were talking about that today. A second chance is being able to go back and kind of do a do-over. we call a second effort when you put a person, like you put out some information and a person shows you a level of interest, but you don't follow up because you may not have gotten that kind of reaction you wanted the first time. You didn't mess up, you know, like this is my first impression. No, but you don't put forth a second effort to try to get that business. So that's something we'll talk about later.
I just wanted to share this, too. I was able to, before I went to my luncheon, I had a chance to get some words of encouragement. And this is from Zig Ziglar that I just held on to. And it basically says this: before a person can achieve the kind of life he or she wants, they must think, act, walk, talk, and conduct themselves and all of their affairs as would be the person they wish to become.
Okay.
And so I just held on to that, and I just got that mindset in place to just be able to step into that.
Okay, I like that. Go ahead and repeat it for us one more time.
This is from Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm.
Before a person can achieve the kind of life he wants, he must think, act, walk, talk, and conduct himself in all of his affairs as would the person he wishes to become.
Wow, that's good. That's what I've been telling y'all.
Yes, that's true. That sums it up. That's what you've been telling us.
That's right. Is that what? Well, when you look at this, the statement of what Zig Ziglar talked about, before a person can achieve the kind of life he wants, he's got to think, act, walk, and talk, and conduct himself. That word conduct, or behave, in such a way that really shows himself as that person that he wants to become.
Yes.
Okay. That's good stuff, girl.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And, Miss Gloria, go make it happen and stay with us in case you got something else to say for us.
Well, I'm going to say.
I'm going to open it up before we get off the air. So if you have some things that you want to share. All right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ladies, you're listening to our gentleman. You're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy. You can watch me live if you're a member of on Ustream.tv, or if you have it on your iPhone, you can just look up Woman Act Now and you'll see us broadcasting live. Right now, I'd like to invite Miss Juanita Fleming to the show because Juanita is going to share with us. She is an incredible young lady, very passionate about being a woman of excellence and pursuing her opportunities in life. And I am very, very proud of her and what she's been able to achieve in these last few months of being a member of Woman Act Now. But when we talk about goal setting, this is a woman. I mean, she can put some goals together. And now in 2010, one of my goals is watching her achieve it. So I want to welcome Juanita to the show. Are you there, Juanita?
Yes, Coach. I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Okay. I said, how are you today?
I am great. I am excellent. I am feeling good.
Well, I want you to share with our audience today, our listening audience, and those who may be watching us, how goal setting has been effective for you in your life and in your ability to move forward.
Goal setting has really been important to me. I feel like an individual without a goal is someone who's reaching to get somewhere, reaching for something, they don't know what they're reaching for. So I believe goal setting is very important because we got to know what we want in life. We got to know what we are striving for. And in order for us to know that, we got to lay it out. We have to set a time. We got to set a date. We got to set it out, the period of time when we want this, how we want to get it accomplished.
Yeah, so you're saying that your goals, are they smarter goals? We talked about in Woman Act Now setting goals that were specific, measurable, accountable, realistic, time-based, enthusiastic, and reward-based. Have you set goals like that?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Because I believe once you set your goal, you have to have an action plan. You have to be able to drill down to see how you're going to be able to get that goal accomplished. Exposed for an individual just drawing something out there. You're drawing something out there and you don't have no type of action plan. How are you going to get this accomplished? So you have to be able to drill down. You have to have an action plan on how you're going to get it accomplished. You have to be able to see your way through that.
Well, you know what's interesting, Juanita, you know, we've been spending a lot of time planning just in the corporate offices for Woman Act Now, and certainly the members have been seeing some of the benefits of that. But I'm going to ask you this question. Is goal setting easy?
I say this, Coach. Goal setting, yes, goal setting for me is easy.
Uh-huh.
It's the plan of action of getting it done. That's the difficult part. An individual set a goal. I mean, you could set a goal. A goal could be, I want to make an extra $1,000 this month. You know, you set the goal. But
yeah.
If you don't do what you need to do, put the effort and time to get that goal accomplished, just like I say from jump, it's like an individual reaching for something and you really don't know what you're reaching for.
So you think, how much time have you invested in setting goals for 2010?
Oh, I put in October, I put my 3-year preparation plan together.
Yes.
And it was November, and I posted in December, I believe, my 2010 goals, everything that I want to accomplish or what I'll be doing or what I'll be affiliating in. And
you'll be finishing, right? You'll be finishing some of this stuff in 2010, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What
I'll be finishing. And actually, I drilled down with everything, but I just finished one aspect of it.
Okay.
I mean, it's January. I just finished one aspect of under my financial and business goals and plans of drilling down how I'm going to get this accomplished.
Yeah, and I think I recall, even on conversations with Coach, another part of that was continually the drill down process of meeting that goal, of determining how were you going to create those revenue streams, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And another, I mean, it just, you know, the reason why I asked you about is goal setting easy? I'm going to be honest with you, it is not easy to me. It's hard work. You know, your brain hurts. You want to eat. You want to go to sleep. You want to do something else than sit here and keep thinking through these things. So, you know, Juanita's special, I guess. Because it's been wearing me out. I've been absolutely exhausted, and I've got to go into another few days of planning. And, whew, Lord, I don't know how y'all do it. You know, I am telling you, it is not a bed of roses. I couldn't help myself. But Juanita, tell me this. What challenges have you faced when you haven't set a goal?
Several challenges. One of the challenges I believe is dealing with you. If you know, it's just like if you don't have a goal, it's just like you're just going by life. I mean, you just living life with no aim, with no focus. You're just wasting time, and so that is the challenges. You know, it's almost like you're just going around in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. You never meet. You never get to your destination.
Well,
so.
It's interesting that you say that, too, because one of the challenges when you don't have a goal, you can't mark your life, it seems like. You know, and I often hear people say, well, what are you going to do, write everything down? I mean, you're going to write when you go to the restroom down? You're going to write when you go, you know, no. But I am going, and I believe a part of that statement is coming from people who probably don't write anything down. You look in their calendars, and they don't know what they're doing. They just ask, looking for somebody to tell them to do something. But at the end of the day, I think that when we think about goal setting, and I referred to it earlier in the show, is that for those 3 percenters who will set goals, and that's what those numbers, 97% of them will achieve those goals. And most people, the 97% who don't set goals and who stay focused on them, don't achieve them. You miss, you're hitting, and you miss. You know, the one thing that I think about, I don't want to get mixed up with living, goal setting and living. You know, we all can get up every day and not set one single goal and live it and make it through. We'll get up, we'll eat, we'll drink, we'll visit, we'll talk, we'll work, we'll do things that need to be done. But we're talking about the goal setting that will help you to do what really matters most in your life. And that's what I was talking about with repositioning yourself and understanding where are you truly right now, and can you be honest with where you are and reposition and determine where you want to be in life. So that's the goal setting that we're talking about. So when you think about goal setting, do you have any tips you want to share with the people, Juanita?
Give me two tips on goal setting. First, have a vision.
Okay, have a vision.
Write the vision. Hold up, I got three tips. See the vision. Write the vision. And have some executed steps how you're going to get that vision accomplished.
All right. Simply put, she said, see it, write it, execute it. And we say, you know what, you can imagine it, you can write it, and you can execute it. So just do it, girl. Well, I want to thank you, Juanita, and I am going to open up the call to, I have some other people on the line to see if I want, if anybody else wants to join me. And we're going to continue to talk about goal setting, and I'm going to give you some valuable tips for getting things done before the show is over. We have about 20 minutes left on the show. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated, so continue to listen, and I'm going to talk to you real soon. All right, ladies, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show. We're talking about goal setting today, review, reposition, and recommit. If you've just joined us, we want to encourage you to take a listen to the show, or you can download it in MP3 and listen to it on your iPod. One of the things I want to get started on that 12 valuable tips for goal setting, for getting things done in your life. Number one, you got to use a list. You need a task list. You need some kind of list. I mean, it depends on the type of program that you use. I mentioned to you earlier about Action Day 2010, the Action Day Planner. I want you to look that up on the website. Had an opportunity to talk to the founder of that company. He speaks our language just the way he's laid out the calendar. He talks about execution, getting things done, taking an action. So I want you to take a look at Action Day. I believe it's actionday.com, or look up Action Day 2010 in Google, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it. It's a company out of the UK, but he is brilliant in the way that he's laid out this calendar for us to be able to get the big rocks done in our lives. Those are the projects, the goals that we need to accomplish, and get all of the water, the sand, the stone in that bucket too. Those are all the little things that keep you distracted and keep you from achieving the things that matter in life. The next thing I want to share with you is maintain a time management system. Use your planner. I'm amazed at the number of people that don't have a calendar. I don't know what you're doing. How are you keeping up with stuff? Look, my short-term memory is so short, I can't remember when I put you on hold. So God forbid I have to remember to do something. I need to write that stuff down, because I talk about this. I say, listen, your memory is as long as your shortest pencil. So go ahead and write it down. You all got cell phones, honey. Just use your cell phone. Turn on the record button or something. You need some type of way, some type of time management system to help you achieve those goals in life. And, of course, our topic of today is review, reposition, recommit, and setting your goals. Looking at where did you want to be, where you want to be in 2010, what were some of those barriers, reposition, and then recommit. So you need to set goals and priorities. We're going to talk about, we will have a month where we'll cover nothing but where it's time management. In fact, it's going to be this month. I think not this show coming up on next Thursday, but the show after that, we're going to talk about working on your priorities. How do you set the right priorities? How do you go into your boss and say, hey, you've given me all these things. Which one would you like me to do, A, B, or C first? And teaching you how to have the right type of language so that you can begin to manage priorities and goals and those things that are delegated to you. Number four is you have to build strong working relationships with others to achieve your goal. One of the greatest things that you can have is accountability when it comes to your ability to achieve your goals. I want to open up the line to any of the other, we have several other callers on the line to give you an opportunity to join us. I'm coming to you at 214-3, I believe that's 376-3563. And I'm going to say hello. If you don't want to say anything, you just say hello to me, and then I'm going to move on. Okay?
Hey, Coach. Hey, can you hear me, Coach? It's Roz.
Hey, Roz. How you doing? I didn't want to put you on the spot, so I was trying to let you know I was on my way to you.
Oh, no, that's okay, because that's what it's all about, is stepping out and being able to be with like-minded women and learning where you have deficiencies and being able to strengthen the area so that we can live, push into greatness.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for that, Ms. Roz. I do have another hand up, because we're running short of time, and I want to make sure I give each one of my ladies an opportunity to share today. And as you come into the call and come and listen to the show, I want to make sure, so I'll know that you want to be on the show, is just to raise up your hand so that you can talk to the host, and I'll see your hand on my screen, and I'll know that I can call upon you like Rod. All right? All right, I want to call 615-482-1309. How are you doing today?
Hey, this is Virginia. How are you?
Hey, Miss Virginia. I am doing excellent, Virginia. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. We're getting a little snow here in Nashville, but nevertheless, I wanted to say this is so absolutely wonderful, because I am one of those people who have a very short memory. When I write things down, I'm getting better. So I will go to that action. Is that action day or date? That's what I wasn't clear on.
Yes, D-A-Y, action.
That's day 2010.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. You Woman Act Now members, you want to get it for any of those who are moving to the Mentor Me membership. That is the calendar that we're using for our Do It Girl call. So you want to make sure that you have that calendar, because I'm telling you, it's gonna really help you to be better able to see what's in front of you over the course of that week, and you're gonna be so much more productive. Well, I have 903-533. I'm coming to you right now. This is Coach Anna. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Who is that? Identify.
This is Margie.
Hey, Margie. I should know that number by heart. How you doing today?
I am super, super great. Thanks.
Well, Margie, Margie's been in Woman Act Now since we started. She was at the very first Woman Act Now meeting back in November of 2007.
That's correct.
And Margie.
Yes, ma'am.
She's had coaching sessions on setting goals and all that good stuff. You should be a goal expert by now. So, Margie, can you give us two or three tips on setting those goals? I tell you what, I want you to talk about some of the barriers you might want to avoid, or the goal busters. You got any in your life?
Yes, indeed.
All right, tell us, Margie. Tell us what kind of goal busters might we be looking towards? Let's say, for instance, if you're in your workplace, what are some of the things that could bust your goals right open, that get you right off track? What might you run into?
Interruption with coworkers, you in your office, and whatever you have set at that time. Just say that you was going to be doing your phone calls from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And however, maybe the telephone will ring and you'll find yourself answering the phone, and then it'll pull you off track.
Yeah.
Or someone could knock on your door or come in, even though they may see you making calls. But what I found out from being mentored by Coach is to address them, but also let them know that if a phone call, I can easily just tell them that I'll get back with you at a certain time, maybe by the end of the day, and or if have an interruption, let them know that I'll get with you. Or if just say that you're setting your time from 10 o'clock to or 12 o'clock, well, I'll get back with you after 12. But right now I'm in the middle of something. But just do it in such a nice, polite way. Before I would just entertain. As they came in, I sat back and railed back, and at the end of the day, I was busy getting by, but just busy. All I was doing was just busy getting by, but not busy getting ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I know that is the truth. And Margie and I, we went around and around with her trying to figure out how to deal with people.
That's
what were
right.
some of the things that you felt, because, you had some emotions about not being able to achieve your goals, that before you discovered how to handle really these interruptions in your workplace, what were those emotions? How were you feeling about you personally? Because that's one of the results that will occur if you don't get out, you know, if you don't get on top of this and being able to achieve those goals.
How I was feeling before, I was just busy and not being productive. One of the things I was like the go-to person. I was at the office, and the go-to person, they come to me as the expert, but they, you know, getting their work done. But however, I was falling behind, and that at the end of the day, when you go home, you're just so tired. But
yes,
you hadn't accomplished what you had set your goals or what in your mind to do. So that did it. Just it kind of it will drain you. Even though you see, I can't tell them no, you know, they want to come to me. You feel so important, oh, that they coming to me, I'm the expert. But however, when you're setting your goals, you still look at the end of the day, how productive were you? And I wasn't very productive.
And so now how have you increased that?
Oh, I'm at that. I walk with boldness, but not being arrogant. But I just, you know, just let, at this time, you know, I'll get with you later. Or you can just set up, even just have them to make an appointment. If they're needing me at that time, I let them know, you know, I'm doing something, and I get back with you as soon as I finish, and I don't feel bad about it. Used to I would. I can't tell them that. Oh, I need to stop and handle this, put this fire out. But now that you know, I see this is helping me to move forward in my business in a productive way.
Well, you know, Margie, you've handled a couple of things for me, a couple of tips I want to give you about getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
And one was identifying time wasters and eliminating them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one was take control of your time.
Okay.
And you've just basically dealt with both of those things for us, is that, you know what, a part of goal setting isn't just about us writing it down on paper, but now we got to execute this.
That's
we have to
right.
execute it in an environment where, you know, we've got to deal with other people, we've got to deal with time, we've got to deal with skill set, we've got to deal with resources. All of these things are now going to affect. They are what we call a system, and our ability to master that system of execution is really what matters most. So, Ms. Margie, thank you so much. So keep listening. At about 5 minutes, I'm going to open up all the lines so that to give you all an opportunity if you want to share any last-minute thoughts with us. But I want to cover the last remaining steps on getting things done. But again, Margie, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about goal-setting review. Reposition and recommit. We've talked about reviewing where you are, what you wanted to do, what kept you from getting there. Now we're asking you to reposition yourself and ultimately recommit to some of those things that really matter to you most. Now, I was sharing with you 12 valuable tips for getting things done. Number one is use list. You need some kind of list, task list, whatever the case, whether you use an electronic format or you use a calendar. It is better if you use a time management system, which would incorporate both your task, your appointments, your execution, your project, all of those things in one system. The next one is set goals and priorities. Know when to do it, how to do it, and why you're doing it. You got to answer that question, why am I doing this? Number four is build strong working relationships with others. You know, it's important that even with your goal setting, it's important in order for you to be able to execute, because that's the hard part, even as Juanita said, is being able to execute on your ideas. You've got to have some very strong working relationships with other people, because you may have to delegate, you may have to ask for help, all of those sorts of things, and you want to make sure your circle of influence is there to help you execute on some of these ideas. Number five, this is one we haven't covered. If you haven't heard Eat That Frog, then you need to eat the frog, the big ugly frog, first. Do the worst thing, the most horrible, most painful thing that you think you have to do today. Just try to eat that frog first. And there is a book by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog. It's in audio as well as in book form that would be very helpful to you to help you get life done. The next one, number 7, is take control of your time. Margie talked about that. Take control of your time. And there are ways to do it. You might need to talk to other people to figure it out. You might need to send Margie a message to see how she was able to take control of her time in her workplace. You need to identify time wasters and eliminate them. One of our greatest time wasters, obviously, is our cell phone. If any of you carry a PDA or a smartphone where you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got all of these different tools on there, like Anna McCoy, then you have to identify and look at this tool. Is it truly a time waster? Is it a time that I can actually get to it? I can be conscious of how I'm using it. Is it working for me or am I working for it? So you want to eliminate what's a time waster in your life and eliminate it, whether it's checking your email too much, whatever the case may be. You know, the rule of thumb is if you want to get something done, if it can be done in 5 minutes or less, then go ahead and do it right then and there, 5 minutes or less. If you are interrupted when you're doing something, you have to focus on a project, you've got to really protect your time because guess what? It will take you 25% more time to actually get yourself back on course. So if you took 100 minutes and you were working just fine and you got interrupted, guess what? To do that same task, it's going to take you 125 minutes to get it done. So you go figure, honey. Protect your time. Identify and take control of your time and identify who can be helpful to you and who's not very, very quickly. Number 8 is organize your home and office. Boy, that's a big one. You know what? If you organize your home and your office, you'll probably find some money because more money is lost in an unorganized workspace. Checks, all kind of stuff. Trust me, I know this is experience. This isn't just talking from a list. Use the right equipment. Nothing better than using the right tools. And if you don't have the right software, the right tools, you need to find the right tools. Don't waste time. I asked Shauna today to do a mailing list for me, and if she wasn't sure how to merge this list, don't waste your time doing it. Let me make sure we have the right software, the right equipment to make this easy for you to do. Remember, I also said learn to say no and mean it. Mean it. That's a part of repositioning yourself, taking back your space, taking back your time. Number 11, delegate. That is amazingly important when it comes to your ability to execute on your ideas. You don't have to do everything. You just need to be able to delegate to the right person, delegate to someone who can succeed. If you're in a position of leadership or supervision or you're a manager in your workplace, delegate to those who can get the job done. The death of any leader is to delegate to someone who cannot get it done. This has to do with you, ultimately, if you're the responsible party. And then number 12 is, guess what? You should know what that one is. Do it, girl. Number 12 is just do it, girl. There's nothing else to do. You know, Nike says just do it, but at Woman Act Now, we say do it, girl. There's no other excuse for you other than just to do it. So I'm going to open up the lines right now. We've got a couple of minutes, and if there are any ladies that are on the line who'd like to share, you can go ahead and give us a tip or two, and what did you learn from this? What are you walking away with? Who I got? Ms. Gloria, are you still there? I'll go down the list.
Yes.
What are you walking away with today?
Well, there's so much information, which is great information, and bottom line for me is, if you want anything in life, like I said, you're going to have to run your life like a business, and goal setting is crucial.
All right. Juanita, and 10 seconds or less because I got 4 more people to go.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you walking away with?
Basically, I'm walking away with the reviewing, you know, because I have been reviewing myself and just reposition myself just. And that's I feel like repositioning actually starts with you, and just recommitting and just recommitting on your goals and just doing whatever you need to do to really, you know, see the results that you want to see in your life.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I got Roz. Are you there?
Yes.
What
revisit
are you
and
master the 5-minute sessions that where I can take care of it instead of walking away.
Oh, that's good, girl. I had to come to that conclusion myself. I was getting myself in trouble not doing something that took me 3 minutes to do. Thank you, Roz.
Thank you.
Reinforcing. All right, Miss Margie.
What I'm walking away with is eat the frog. Do the things that you don't like doing that first. And that's why I find myself, I keep putting it off, but that's eat the frog first.
Ooh, eat that frog one bite at a time, big ugly frog. All right, Miss Virginia, you're going to close us out. Miss Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right.
Most definitely rely upon pen and paper instead of keeping a file drawer in your mind.
Wow. All right. You've heard it right here on Woman Act Now Radio. And guess what? We couldn't be what we are without you, the members of Woman Act Now, bringing it home. This is what we learned. Hey, we've got to take control of our time. And guess what? Eat that frog. That's what I got to do. Eat that frog. So I want you to know, have a great day. You're loved and appreciated. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.